on the show today, then. She's on 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. She does countdown because she knows her numbers. But today on the show, Rear of the Year, Rachel Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I had to bring that up.
In. I did. But we're here.
That's going to be in my immigration thing now. You know, when they are occupation. Rear of the Year, 2017.
Can I ask? I was going to ask it later, but we might as well ask it now. Is it one of those things that you are honoured to have or embarrassed?
I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek, isn't it? I mean, my proudest thing, I like going into schools and encouraging girls and kids to do maths and science. And if I can, you know, get a bit more cool status somehow to then say go and do maths and science, then maybe I'll see that as a positive. Isn't it? Is, you know, it's a bit of fun, isn't it?
It is. It is. You are here today to talk about maths and putting maths into an everyday, hopefully everyday occurrence for people. Love.
I mean, that's my favourite thing about maths. When I do go into these schools, my favourite thing is applied maths. So it's using maths in a way to show you something about the world and to improve people's lives. And what better way than finding love? So I've been working with eHarmony, who are the experts behind this research, and they found that if you left it to fate, your chances of finding love are 1 in 562.
My goodness.
There are some bits of good news. There are ways to improve those odds.
Good. Because they're not great. However, the younger you are, the odds get worse. They're, you know,
yeah,
greater.
I thought that was really surprising. But if you think about it from a mathematical, logical point of view, which I had to, if you're 18 to 24, you might not want to go younger than 18 to 24. So you've got that really strict, you know, 6-year age bracket, and you can't go outside that. But as you get older, there's a lot wider age range to choose from. And some of the things that you may have thought were important, you know, if you're young, you say, I want someone who's 5'7", who weighs 7 stone and they're blonde. Yeah. You know, as you get older, you realise that personality and how you get on with someone is a bit more important. And these days, 1 in 5 people are actually meeting their partners online. And if you're using a service where they, you know, employ mathematicians and statisticians, psychologists and experts to help you find that match, then you're more likely to find that, you know, lasting, compatible relationship.
Can I just ask, though, that we can trust this because you haven't got a load of numbers out, pressed a button and come out with 1 in 500.
No, I mean, I've been fascinated. I've read, I've got a girl crush on a mathematician called Hannah Fry, and she's written a whole book on the math of love. So I was just really excited to actually get to speak to and work with some of the mathematicians and statisticians that do this as their job. And if you use a, you know, company like this who's matched millions of people over the years, they've got so much data, so they can use other people's mistakes as, you know, you're modelling lots of different people, so it's not a one-on-one situation, but you can see what kind of people are compatible, what kind of people aren't compatible, and the maths and the stats and that come out of it might be different to what you'd actually say yourself you'd want. So, you know, getting the experts to do the hard work for you, and then you can just get busy and go on the dates and buy the flowers and you know, do all the rest of it.
And know that you'll be most likely to get on with that person, if nothing else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So being a mathematician, being very logical, do you believe in fate and the one?
I mean, what is fate? I don't believe in a one. I think there's probably many ones. And I think, you know, you have to work at relationships, whatever, you know, however much you love that person. But I'd certainly believe that, you know, there are things that you can do to help fate along. So that's, you know, one of the big things is meeting more people, having access to more people. So whether that's online or whether that's going to the gym, having a chat to someone new there, or going out for drinks after work and then meeting, you know, your colleagues, friends, that's increasing your circle and increasing your chances of finding love. And you're making your own luck. You're making your own fate.
Absolutely. And widening our travelling, I suppose, instead of saying, I'll just want to meet someone who lives down the road, travelling about a bit further might increase the odds.
I mean, times have changed, haven't they? I mean, everyone, you can jump in a car, jump on the train and, you know, you get places in no time. And obviously the internet allows you to meet more people outside your area. And statistically, you know, for every additional mile travelled, you actually improve your chances of finding love by 13%.
Wow.
So, it makes sense to broaden your horizons. And then, you know, other factors, like if you live in London, for example, there's so many people there and a lot of them are young and looking for love. You've got more chance than if you live somewhere, you know, in the Outer Hebrides. You may need to do a little bit more work and need a little bit more help if you're living somewhere a little bit more rural.
Have you been all geeky and looked at the, you know, to the power of 2 divided by the actual equation.
Well, you know what? I mean, this is proper maths, proper probability. So yeah. I did a master's in maths in Oxford, and this is all above my pay grade because they're actually people that use this day in, day out. This is their job. This is what they do. Wow. They analyse data. And when I go into schools and, you know, tell kids there's more to maths than just timesing numbers together. I mean, there's jobs that you've never even heard of that need maths these days. Wow. And whether it's, you know, treating cancer to seeing how people do their online shopping and the best, you know, layout of a web page to climate change. I mean, you can use maths in anything, gives you insight. And I find it fascinating, as you might be able to notice.
Yeah, I mean, I did love maths, but there was that element of how is this real, trigonometry,
yeah,
and Pythagoras
completely.
Theorem. And I think, you know, by the standards of what you're doing now in schools, that's really the way to,
yeah,
to sell it to,
yeah,
students.
I mean, there's some people that just love numbers and love the beauty of an equation, and a lot of other people who just put their hand and say, why are we doing this? So I think a bit of context, showing kids, you know, where they can use it, why it is useful, rather than just doing it. But for me, it was always interesting because in English, you know, you study poetry and no one ever says, why am I studying this poem? I'm never going to need it in the future.
No.
Whereas in maths, they do. So for me, that was a little bit strange.
Yeah.
But I think it's a confidence thing as well with maths, and it's kind of a badge of honour to say that I'm bad at maths and be proud of it, whereas you wouldn't say I can't read. And it's just about changing attitudes and you know, showing people that there are lots of interesting things in maths, and they might surprise you where it can take you, and, you know, in this case, finding love.
These stats that you've been talking about, the maths, I'm actually quite scared that there's more chance of Simon Cowell becoming Prime Minister. What
well,
is
yeah.
that about?
Well, the bookies have a 1 in 500 chance of Simon Cowell becoming Prime Minister. And statistically, you've got a 1 in 250 chance of having identical twins.
Wow.
Probably less so if you're a man. It's harder to give birth that way. But it's interesting when you look at the stats. But, I mean, it's just a guy. But, I mean, finding the numbers, if you left it to fate, and then looking at the research of how you can improve them, that's, I mean, it's just streamlining the whole process. It's not something to get too worked up about.
No. But if you were single and you're thinking, OK, well, I'm taking this on board, Rachel, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go to the gym more, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
The thing that's really going to mess up your odds is the fact that people who are in a relationship are already trying to get into another one.
Yeah, that was a very surprising part of the research, actually. I think about a third of people are single. But in addition to that, another 15% are in a relationship but open to the idea of another one.
Oh!
So I guess, I mean, it's the same in life. You have to ask the right questions, don't you?
Yes.
But I guess it's about finding that right person. As soon as you found the right person, and you communicate in that relationship, then hopefully you can be happy and together and stick with that one person if that's what you both want.
And stop looking.
That's
the hope.
Quite.
That is the hope. Rachel, it's been lovely chatting to you about numbers and indeed love.
Thank you for having me.
We'll catch up with you soon, and thanks ever so much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.